heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are in Atlantic City, a great place for a vacation, but we are here because it is a trade show, Home and Garden Trade Show, where all of the new products are being introduced for next year, and there's some really, really neat products. And I'm trying to give you a feel of what's out there. I know a lot of you like to try different types of gardening. And maybe some of you would like to grow plants hydroponically, how to grow plants under light. So I've asked Greg Teal from the Hydro Farm Company to join us this morning to tell you a little bit on how easy it is to grow plants hydroponically. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really well. Tell us a little bit about Hydro Farm.
Well, Hydro Farm, the company, has been in business about 35 years. And originally we started with small little units. And as the, if you will, popularity of growing indoors. And what we try to do is, say, growing indoors year-round, which you can do hydroponically. You can get an individual unit in a case that will, everything that you need, everything that you have except seeds. So you need to go to your garden center and pick up seeds. Or if you wanted to cheat a little bit, you could get starts, wash the dirt off, put them in there, and then go that way. A lot of people don't want to wait. Hydroponic is another way of thinking. It is growing without soil. And the medium is called hydroton. They're small little clay balls heated up, and that's what gives the plants the stability. When you're growing hydroponically, you're usually going to be a little bit afraid. The rules that you're going to remember is when it says 1 ounce, it means 1 ounce. Compared to in gardening where one is good, two's better, I'm putting in three. Doesn't work in hydroponics because the roots are sitting in the water. They're pulling all the nutrients that they want. So what they're doing is when it's ready to grow fruits, flowers, blossoms, whatever, it's all there available for them to take. They're not fighting, if you will, you forgetting to water, or pests coming in, or various other weeds taking all the nutrients, it's right there. Probably the best example is if you grew a tomato plant in the soil, it's going to take you about, you know, depending on the soil type, 480 to maybe 650 gallons of water for one bush. Hydroponically, you can do it in the range between 50 to 60 gallons.
Really?
Absolutely true. The other part is you can change the chemicals around, and this way you can add some molasses to sweeten things up, or, you know, basically do whatever you need to do. Don't need to be afraid. The reason is everything, if you worked outside, theoretically you can bring inside. For example, my mom is 83 years old. She's in a wheelchair, but she's been gardening for her entire life. There's a little unit that she can put up on the table. She can grow. She's basically growing strawberries, jalapenos, basil, thyme, and cherry tomatoes. All on there. And so when the grandkids over, she gives them strawberries, or she'll make some salsas, or when she opens a can of spaghetti, wants to make it look like she's been slaving like she used to do, she cuts up some fresh basil, puts it in there. What it does is hydroponically, you're cutting down, if you will, a footprint. You know, how often is it difficult to find fresh, you know, herbs, vegetables, or whatever in the dead of winter? You can grow them year-round, either kitchen tables, garage, if you get temperature-wise, or in your basement. A little bit of light. The lights have come a long way in the sense that you can use a T5, which is a small fluorescent tube compared to the big T12s, which are what you would consider shop light.
Right, right.
They're full spectrum, but they're only pulling about 23 watts of energy for one tube. So you're not spinning the meter, if you will, that much. If you need bigger lights, then you can go to a HID, which is a pressure gas, like you would look up into your streetlights. You know, that's a sodium, that's kind of orangish glow. And the HID is more like what you would see in the convention center, the real bright. So what you're going to do is use the real bright one year-round, and when you want to push blooms and blossoms, you're going to go to a sodium.
So you have a different light if you want to make the plants bloom and produce fruit.
Correct. You know, and that's a sodium, and you're not going to use that completely all the time. If you use the sodium all the way through, the plants become leggy, and then they're not going to be able to hold whatever fruits, flowers, it's going to bend over. So it's a little timing thing, and now there's lights out there they call convertibles, which will take both light bulbs. You just flip a switch one side to the other, and then when you're ready, you don't have to buy a whole new unit. So you can use a light with a convertible, and, you know, it's, say, a 250 watts. You're not going to really spin the meter that much, but that'll give you a good footprint and let you grow year-round, whatever you need to do.
Now, this can be used inside the house any time of the year, right?
Can be used any time you want. We've got garden centers growing them. What we're doing now is you're finding some culinary institutions that are growing small hydroponic units, teaching, if you will, the students to be able to grow their own herbs and vegetables or whatever. And when they open up their little shops, they have a hydroponic unit in there. We've got other places, bars, that are using bigger tables growing peppermint, because peppermint's a weed. What do you think they're using peppermint for? One of the biggest drinks out there right now is mojito. So if you ever try to go to a store in the dead of winter and buy some peppermint, it's going to cost you $4, $5, $6 a bushel.
Right.
It's a weed. So what they're doing is they're growing their own peppermint to basically boost up their bottom line.
Wow. Now, for the average homeowner, you know, when I've had people call me and they'll say, Paul, do you know anything about hydroponics? You know, what do I need? Is it going to be expensive? And talking to you, it's really different than what people can imagine. It's not like going to Disney and going through their hydroponic type area with all these pipes and hoses and special irrigation. This is something that the average person can do.
They're doing them all the time. You're going to get some creative people that will put it into a five-gallon bucket. As I said, you can get a system for about $100 that has everything that you need in it. It has a little air pump like a fish aquarium, which hydrates the water. You put the nutrients in there, and then you just watch the water level. Then there's another unit that you could pick up, which is a 2x2, 2 feet by 2 feet, and then it's what they call an ebb and flow. You would get like a pump, which you would use in a pond, and what it does is you have a timer, and then the pump takes the water from the reservoir, moves it up to what they call a flood table, and that what that will do is hydrate and give the nourishment and everything that the plant needs, and then when the pump goes off, the water goes back down in the reservoir. By moving the water up and down, that not only oxygenates the water, but then again, it keeps the solution there. So you could have an African violet, and you're doing it maybe hydrating maybe 1 or 2 minutes all day long, or you could have big tomato plants, and you're going to hydrate it maybe 3 times a day for 10 or 15 minutes.
Wow.
And it's simple.
Anybody can do this.
If my mom can do it at 83, trust me, anybody can do it. Sorry, Mom.
Now, to get started, if you just wanted to buy a basic unit, what are we talking to get started?
Well, if you buy a basic unit kit, it comes with the tray, the pots, the hydroton, starting media, which is rock wool. Or, as I said, you can cheat and get the starts and put them in. You put them in the bottom of the container. You add the hydroton to keep it some stability. And then if you needed to, you add some light. You know, some of these units, as I said, they're 2 feet by 2 feet. You can take them out during spring and winter. You can put them on your patio. And then spring and summer. But when winter comes in or fall, then you bring them inside and you add a grow light or you add a T5. Depending on what you want to do, because some people will take their specimen plants in when it gets really cold And what they'll do is take cuttings and clones and start to do that in their basement. And they're, again, preparing not only to bring their specimen plants out when it's time right or when it's ready, but what it also does is they get to share. They get to share with their friends and neighbors, hey, this is one of the plant that my grandmother brought over from wherever.
So they can use one of these units, and if they have a plant, for example, let's say they have Christmas cactus, and everybody wanted a piece of it, they could use this unit to root cuttings and start new plants?
You would probably, with cactus it's a little bit different because you're not going to really use the hydroponic because it's more of a dry type of deal. But they can use some of the new trays that they have. Excella root is one of them, which 90% plus the poinsettias are grown in this media from cloning. The other one is a new tray called a flow tray. And essentially what it does is has a peat material with a binder and a little bit of a nutrient in there, and it floats. That way your seeds never get overwatered or underwatered, so that if you go on vacation and you forget, you're not going to lose them. So there's some new opportunities out there to be able to use some of the advantages that hydroponics is bringing to the traditional gardener.
Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Greg. We'll give you the website where you can go to get some information. And I think this is something that if you like to garden and winter is your downtime, this could be for you.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
And welcome back to Bogs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist, Dr. Bob Boggs. We've got Stank on the line.
It's Hank.
What is this? Am I getting bunked?
No, I'm pinching my nose closed. It's Hank. I've got stink bugs.
I'm sorry, Hank. Stink bugs are no joke. The good news is Rescue's got the scientifically tested technology and proven traps to help assure you'll be able to start breathing easy again. And they work both outdoors, where your garden is at risk, and indoors, where, let's just say, you don't want them getting indoors.
I'm breathing easier already.
Use the Rescue stink bug trap outdoors in spring, summer, and early fall to kill the smelly pests before they can mate and multiply. To protect all sides of your house, multiple traps may be necessary. Indoors in fall and winter, you'll want the Rescue Stink Bug Light, a special LED attachment that fits over the trap and attracts the bugs with an alluring light. Walk toward the light, Stinky. It's time to meet your maker.
For more about the Rescue Stink Bug Trap and Light, go to Rescue.com.
Thanks, Doc!
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Greg Teal from the Hydro Farm Company, and we're talking about hydroponics and growing under lights. Now, a lot of you are probably thinking, oh, hydroponics are going to cost me a ton of money, and I'll need all this special equipment, and it's going to be really, really hard. Well, Greg will tell you it's not that difficult.
It's simple. All you have to do is get past your fear level. And once you get past the fears, you know, there's a lot of places you can get information from. You can get a basic hydroponic book. It's a little one which will take you, what I like to say, from a Volkswagen to a Ferrari. You don't need to, you take the level that you want to go. You can go to our website. We have two. First website is www.hydrofarm.com. And that's for the specialty shops, the people that know what they're doing. If you're beginning, what I would recommend would go to Hydrofarm GC, which stands for Garden Center, hydrofarmgc.com, and that will help you. If you know nothing about gardening, it'll help you understand what you already probably know about NPKs and pH and stuff like that, but it will take you step by step. And then in there, there's also training aids from some of the vendors that we support. Like Grodan, they'll tell you what to do with the Grodan, which is a Rockwell. They'll tell you how to handle Hydroton, and they'll give you little tips. Then there's also growing charts, similar from like Fox Farm or from Earth Juice, Hydro Organics, or various other operations out there, and you can get those nutrients from them. And you can also probably use the nutrients that you already have on your shelf. You just understand that you're probably not going to put a fish emulsion into a hydroponic because it's going to smell up your house.
Well, this is something fun. You know, I know a lot of you, you live in a climate where the winters are long. Mm-hmm. I mean, I live in Maine, and the winters are long. And this is something that could give you an awful lot of enjoyment. You'll get a great production out of it. It's not to be scary. It's something that you can easily do. You start small, you'll learn, and as you get better and better at it, you go to the different website, and you can buy bigger fixtures if you want to do things on a bigger scale. But, again, this is something that's fun. It's going to be less expensive than what you think, a lot less expensive, because you don't need specialty equipment. Like, I know a lot of you are saying, Paul, I'm going to spend $400 or $500 for this. You can start small. Beginner's kit will run you
$99 for beginner's kit. The next step up is about $189. And that's a 2x2, and that is a true hydroponic system, and you can grow a 12-foot tomato plant year-round in that 2x2.
Wow. Can you imagine having tomatoes year-round? You live in Maine like I do, and going to pick tomatoes from your own plants during the month of January or February, fresh pick from your home, it is possible. And it's not a lot of work. You can have an awful lot of fun. And this is something that would make a great holiday gift for a friend, for a family.
We recommend it all the time. I mean, you can start with a germination station. You stick a bow on there, and this is a true story. I traded at one of these trade shows. My daughter wanted a little turtle. I traded a germination station. He took it back to his nephews. They moved the snow away, dug the earth, put it in there, and they went back in. His brother was all upset because he bought him an Xbox, and they're playing with a $28 item. So you don't need a lot of money. You just need to have the passion to want to grow and learn. And that's what hydroponics is doing, is bringing the learning curve to people that, worldwide are doing hydroponics. They're doing it in the space station. They're doing it in the Antarctica. You can go to Dubai. Most of the buildings in Dubai have hydroponic options there. If you've ever been to Epcot Center, you can see the big ones. But you don't have to go big. You can go real small and keep it simple.
And then as you get better, you can go to a bigger size fixture and just go to the way you feel comfortable. But this is, it's another type of gardening. If you've done vegetable gardening and then you went to flower or vice versa, this is something that you can move your skills indoor during the late fall and into the winter months. And there's great information. Check out the website. Give us the website again, Greg.
It's hydrofarmgc.com. One word, hydrofarmgc.com. Or if you wanted to go to the big boy systems, you go straight up hydrofarm.com.
What's nice is when you go to Hydrofarm GC, that will give you the name of a garden center where you live, where all these products are going to be available. So get creative. This is the future. Growing your own in your own home.
Year round.
Thank you, Greg.
All
we appreciate your time.
Paul, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are broadcasting live from the Everett Sales Trade Show. We are in Atlantic City, and we're talking about some of the new products that will be available in the spring, some during the winter months, to help you to become a better gardener. And one of the unique products that's out there is a fire pot that you can sit on your patio at night, you know, listen to the radio, have a cocktail, and just relax. And I want to tell you a little bit about the fire pot. Joining me is Jim Davidson, and he's from the Wind Flow Fire Pot.
Wind Flame Fire Pot.
Wind Flame
company.
Fire Pot, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Tell us about your company.
Well, it's a small company. We started 1 year ago. Wind Flame developed a line of fire pots that was quite different from what was in the market, a little less expensive, and many people say one of the most exciting color-wise and design-wise in the industry. So we've been blessed our first year.
What is a fire pot?
Fire pots, a number of products. Most of them are ceramic. They're decorative. About 1 foot across is the largest, 9 inches high. They have a hole at the top into which a stainless steel cup sits. And historically, for about 5 years, it's filled with an alcohol gel. Similar a little bit to Sterno products, which most people on the market know about from the catering industry. You light it, and it burns with a very vibrant, dancing, rather unusual flame, 6, 7, 8 inches high, and burns for quite a length of time, very clean also, no soot. So it's probably the most exciting flame you could have in your backyard or patio.
Now, yours is very, very unique, because I know we've had some problems in the past. There's been on TV where some of these fire pots have caused a problem with burn. Why is yours different than everybody else out there?
It is different because of a few simple reasons. Number one, a lot of the injuries were caused by the bottle. The plastic bottle in which the gel was supplied wasn't adequately designed to keep people that misuse it from hurting themselves. And then the pots were just a metal container into which the gel went, and that also has proven probably not to be adequate to keep people from misusing it. In all instances, the injuries seem to have been misuse. But in this culture, we're supposed to make things safe, regardless of who's using them or how they use them. And we changed it. We went to liquid. We went to a pot that has a fibrous material inside, acts like a sponge and a wick at the same time. We went to a bottle that has a flame arrester on it, so that even if you completely misuse it, it won't flash inside the bottle, and as such, we've eliminated almost all of the issues regarding potential accidents by misuse.
So yours is a lot different because of all the safety precautions that you have put into it, because it's something that's become very, very popular, and all of a sudden you're hearing about all these people getting burned, and you have solved one of the major problems to help to prevent this.
Well, we solved probably most of the problems. They were related in two fields, the design of the pot and the design of the bottle. Both of those were rather easily solved once it became apparent to us in Christmas last year that there were some issues. The pot, however, looks just like it used to. It burns just like it used to. So, you know, we've made a lot of changes, but to the average person out there in retail land, they would hardly see them.
Now, are there a lot of garden centers that sell these fire pots?
Yes, it's in the garden centers. I think have been the best retailers of it nationwide. There are centers that were selling several thousand of them a year, which is a very large number for a single SKU. They were flying off the shelf. And about 5 million of them sold in the last several years. And approximately 100 injuries that are known, filed lawsuits, issues. So, there's approximately one accident in every 50,000 pots that have sold. And as I mentioned, most of those were clearly misuse of the product, but nevertheless added up to some injuries.
And, you know, people at times just don't think. I mean, I've seen friends lighting a charcoal grill. They put the lighter fluid on it. They put a match on it. It doesn't work fast enough. They open up the bottle, and from 4 feet away, they'll squirt the liquid onto the hot coals, and the flame will come right back to them.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of that. There were people out there that got injured that became poster children who were actually balancing lit products above their head after drinking alcohol. You can't protect everyone from everything, but our changes to the product are probably going to make it as close to safe even that abusive levels of misuse as we can get. We can't, we're not sure it's going to ever be foolproof, but it's awful close.
Now, for people that have a fire pot now,
mm-hmm.
and they're scared of it, you have a kit that you can sell that they can retrofit their fire pot so that it's safe again.
We have a kit, what we call a retrofit kit, which we and a partner are going to be selling, a partner within the fuel industry who has a lot invested in creating some of the cleanest fuels, recycled fuels as well. We are going to be producing our own retrofit kits for Windflame products for everything we've sold, and we're going to be helping them produce under a license and sell to many of our competitors. Our goal there was first and foremost to make sure anyone that has one isn't using them the way they were originally designed and isn't using them with gel, which has been recalled, and I would agree with the government, shouldn't be sold. There are going to be much better ways of burning and getting this sort of unbelievable backyard ambiance without going to gel. So wait for a month, and you will see them popping up online at the store that originally sold you the product. There will be retro kits, and they will be rather inexpensive, and they will work.
Now, the one thing that really amazed me, and if you have a computer at home, I want you to go to your website, because your website shows the problems of the old way and the way that you have solved part of this problem.
Yeah, we try not to show the problems of the old way any longer. We launched a new little short video a couple days ago. It clearly shows the simplicity of our solution. Doesn't show the sophistication of the flame arrestor in the bottle, but it will work. It's being tested independently by fire labs in the United States to make sure we didn't miss something. It'll go in front of the U.S. government for a blessing, if you will, before we actually launch it in October. But we're pretty sure it will work. And, you know, I'm not sure I remember the rest of the question, if there was.
Well, you had a great video on your website that showed how the fire pot worked, and if it was knocked over,
yeah.
That unlike the old fire pot, you would have a flame that would run across your whole deck or patio, while your fire pot holds the liquid in place, and there's no chance of the fire spreading.
Yeah, that's the crucial difference. We took down the picture, which some people found a little too scary, but you are absolutely right. If you tip over a fire pot that's completely open pot with either liquid or gel in it, it is a fire that will spread across your deck, your patio, your carpet, your table, whatever it is, very rapidly, and they're rather hard to put out. You really need a very good fire extinguisher or the world's largest wet towel. Those will work. No one has a towel that big for big fires, so you're going to have to run for your fire extinguisher. The fiber, this very high temperature ceramic fiber we put in, is hard. It's glass. It's not flammable. It can handle any temperatures. It's an unbelievable sponge. We were amazed when we tested this particular fiber, and it wicks like one of the best wicks I've ever seen. And you know, amazingly, you end up with sequestering the fuel so it can't get out. We've rolled it down a staircase. Nothing gets out. And we've played football with it. I know you shouldn't do this at home, but we did. Because the pot doesn't get hot. The glass also is very cool. It is a very insulative material. So we actually have to put a copper wire in the middle of this, which goes to the bottom of the pot. We have to heat the bottom. The old pot's got to 500-600 degrees, and we're really quite dangerous at those temperatures. Ours, we actually have to heat to get the alcohol to leave the bottom and get to the top. But we only heat it to about 190-200 degrees, and that makes it leave the pot, burn up, disappear, and leave the fiber empty, so you can, when you restart it, just, you know, load it up again with liquid until it it comes up to the top, light a match to it, and you're up and running again.
Now, the old fuels that were sterno-like,
yes.
If you got that fuel on you, what was the problem, or what is the problem with trying to put the flame out?
There's only really two ways to put the flame out. One is to smother it. A pillow would work great, unless you got it all over you. I mean, if you got it, you know, down one arm and across your chest and on your pant leg or something, then you need a pretty large smothering device. Otherwise, you need a fire extinguisher. You could jump into a pool. There are a variety of other rather unique ways. But generally, you would have some, you know, pretty serious second and third degree skin burns. If you ran around frightened, which is a natural thing to do.
Right.
And a lot of people did, and I totally understand it. If you hadn't thought about this and all of a sudden, plop, you know, it spit out at you a little bit and you got, you know, even 6 square inches of it on, it could do some pretty serious. You can't pat it out. You can't stomp it out. You can't spray a little water on it. You had to smother it with a damp towel, a towel, a pillow, something like that.
Well, one of the main reasons we want to have Jim join us is we know a lot of you either have one of these flame pots or you have friends or family members who do, and they've been in the press an awful lot. And this is something that a lot of people have. As Jim says, 5 million pots.
Plus or minus.
Plus or minus. So there is a hazard out there, but there is now an answer to prevent problems. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to give you more information on the new materials, the new products, and how you can enjoy the outside with a beautiful flame without being scared that somebody in your party will get hurt.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium grass seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium grass seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hardworking soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. So we just want to tell you what to be aware of. What should people do, Jim?
Well, for the time being, I think the government has suggested gel should be removed from the market. It is being removed. Almost all manufacturers and distributors have agreed to call back the gel and get it off the market. I do not believe it's available, except in possibly a few e-commerce sites or some stores here and there that haven't heard the news. My suggestion, and I think most of the industry's suggestion is the same, take the pots, put them in the garage, put them in the basement for a month or so, and wait for solutions to emerge on the market. They are in testing, they're in production, they're in design, and they will solve almost all of the problems that fire pots had by going to different ways of getting the flame into the pot. Some of the devices are going to be canned fuels, which you take a top off, light it, use it, throw the tin in the recycle bin. Others are going to be products similar to what Tiki Lights have been using. We're going to another design, which is a liquid alcohol sequestered in a fiber material so it can't spill. And most everyone will be going to bottles that cannot flash, which means that if you use them in an open flame, the flame can't get into the bottle. And that was a key issue with the government. It is easily solved and will be solved, I'm sure, within 4 weeks by almost everybody.
So if they have a fire pot, your advice, put it away until everything has been solved.
I put her away for 1 to 2 months until you find products that clearly have solved the issue, and I'm quite confident they will be on the market.
And if you have unopened or open product, they should return them to where they purchased them?
Yes. Absolutely. They should return them to the store they and or as an alternative if they've got open bottles with just very little of it left. Bring it to a hazardous waste area in their area, which you can find in the phone books. They're listed. They'll take it off your hands, and they'll destroy it by turning it into energy, probably.
Yeah, because I'm sure if they call the local town hall, they call the police department, they can tell them where they could bring the product.
In almost all communities, yeah, that should be easily done. And that's the right thing to do with gel. I wouldn't use gel. I'd wait for the new fuels and the new bottles to come out.
And the one thing we don't want them to do is don't dump it on the ground, thinking, well, I'll just dump it here.
No, it's a great product for most of the communities to use for producing electrical energy. It's extremely clean burning. Don't burn it yourself. The whole problem has been that. Definitely don't throw it down the sewer. Don't throw it in the dumpster. Just, you know, haul it in when you bring in your recyclables to a hazardous site. They're in all neighborhoods. You can get rid of the product safely, and that's the right way to do it.
And that's what we want to do.
Yes.
Now, give us the website one more time so people can get a feeling for what's new and how these kits will stabilize the fuel so it won't flash.
Well, we've got a short little website, which is called www.windflame.com. And on the front page is a very simple video, which will show you where we're at with the way it's sequestered. It's very simple, very short. We will have much more information in the next 4 weeks. And we will also eventually have some of our partners listed where consumers can go, should go, to find for their pots, which won't necessarily be ours or be our competition's, but we will have retrofit kits for our competitive products as well, because we just think our idea is the best idea.
Yeah, and once you see this video, you'll feel the same way. And that's why I thought it was important that we have Jim here today, because 5 million people have this. Let's be safe. That way we can enjoy the garden. Jim, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 9th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1834.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1878.94, $939.47 for a half ounce, or $469.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1878.94, $939.47, and $469.74.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has...